And at this time, we are going to welcome in. Actually, we have three guests with us this morning, and we're going to talk about a referendum that the city of Green Lake is putting before voters on the April 2nd ballot. And we'll say good morning, first of all, to Mayor Ray Raddus. Morning, Ray.
Good morning, Bob.
And you've got a couple of ladies with you, but you wanted to make a couple of comments first. So
I'd like to thank you and the station for giving us the opportunity to discuss the City of Green Lake's upcoming referendum. I have with us Barb Drzenski. She's our city clerk and our treasurer, and then Melissa Zamzow, who's our deputy clerk on there. So ask away. We're here for you to answer any questions we can.
Okay. First off, why is there a need for a referendum? I guess that's a pretty broad question, but...
I'll let Melissa answer that. She's been heading this up and has a good control of what's going on with it.
Okay. Melissa?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So the long and the short of it is that the City of Green Lake has been, set to have a net new construction from 2010 to 2011 has only been 0.91%. During that same time period, inflation has been 2.51%. So the inflation versus the allowed set levy limit is not allowing us to continue operations at the level that we need to be providing them.
Okay. Now, there is some kind of miscalculation that came into play with this as well.
So back in 2008, the levy limit worksheet changed. And so the city's financial advisor at the time had advised the city on how to fill out the form. And during that advisement, Barb, do you want to...
So what happened is on the levy limit worksheet, one side of it has you report debt service. You subtract off the debt service you paid and you add on any new debt service. The debt service was overstated, meaning that our operating levy stayed too low and our debt service was overstated.
And the only way to correct it is through a referendum. We called the Department of Revenue numerous times, and they said, tough, you know, you just have to do a referendum to change it.
So this has been a problem since 2008 then?
Correct.
Yeah, basically we've been making it through short-term borrowing and everything and watching our budgets. But as the city grows and tourism grows, you know, it will not sustain us. You know, it's just that we have to cut some city services and we don't want to. We have a clean running city, good garbage pickups, no removal and everything. And it's just, we have to do this to set the city up for the next couple decades.
So your base tax levy right now is about $1.5 million?
Yeah.
And this would reset it to a little over $1.9 million, is it?
Correct.
1.9.
Yeah. And then Melissa, give us some perspective of what it really means to a homeowner. You know, say somebody that has a $100,000 house in the city.
So for an assessed valued home that has $100,000 assessed value, it would be approximately $161 per year for this referendum for the first year. For a $255,000 home, it's approximately $423 for 2025. When the referendum passes, then the city would be, we would be set at whatever the state sets our levy limit at.
Yeah.
Well, so this puts us back to even when the referendum passes.
Okay, and that would be your base from that point on?
Correct.
All right.
And the assessed value, you know, there's been so that we haven't been reassessed in a long time. So what is it based on? We got the value or the assessed value? You know, so there's a disconnect right there as far as our taxes go.
Your taxes are based on your assessed value of your property, not the fair market value.
So that kind of clouded the issue some more with just the rising home prices and everything around here.
Okay, just so people know, this is just for the city portion of the taxes, right?
Correct.
Okay. And there's going to be a big hit for 2025, but then that's your base, and then smaller increases after that?
Like 1%?
Whatever the state sets our levy limit on, which is based on the value of the city, net new construction, debt service,
et cetera. We're not the only city faced with this issue. You know, we've been trying to go to Madison and the state to change levy limits, but they're just reluctant to address this to help the smaller cities. You know, we don't have that much revenue coming in. We're not Milwaukee. We're not Madison. You know, we have a small tax base.
Okay. What are the advantages of voting yes on this? The benefits?
Benefits is just having a sound budget and continuing to grow and improve all the offerings for residents and visitors alike. If not, we're going to have to cut some city services. You know, it's just we, by state law, have to have a sound budget. And this will not let us have a sound budget.
Okay. Now, your website, you have quite a bit of information on there about this referendum, right?
Correct.
So
correct. We send out mailers to every resident in the city. We had a town hall meeting a couple weeks ago at our American Legion here. Tomorrow, Saturday, March 23rd, at the Castiker Public Library, we're hosting another town hall for anybody interested to come in and let us explain what's going on, and from 10 a.m. to noon. So any of our city residents that are listening, please come into the library tomorrow so we could share with you the reasoning behind all of this.
Okay. I guess last shot here, we have to wrap up our interview with you, Ray, Melissa, and Barb. But anything else you want folks to know about the referendum?
No, it's just it's something that it's going to hurt a little, but we wanted to put it in perspective how much it's going to mean. When you look at the ballot, it's going to say some very high figures, but that's really not the case. And, you know, we just want to be able to explain to everybody what the reality of it is. And then what this will do is we'll let Green Lake go for decades on, you know, with a good budget and you know, realistic expectations for our growth.
Well, I'd like to thank the three of you for joining us this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity.
And that is Green Lake Mayor Ray Raddus, also the Clerk Treasurer Barbara Dujinsky, and Melissa Zamzo, who is the Deputy Clerk Treasurer. We appreciate them joining us this morning.